prostitute and killed John.
I got you. So, welcome in, everybody. We are about to do our serial killer episode that you guys have been asking for a while.
Really fucked up way to start recording as I'm explaining something.
Yeah, I did it last week, too. Because I think it's fun. Would work a lot smoother if you didn't point it out each time, though, and just kept rolling with it. But that's okay.
No, because I think it's hilarious.
You're weird. But thank you guys for joining us today. We are live on TikTok. We are doing our interactive episode about serial killers, guys. So we have been inviting you guys for about a week or so now, telling you about this episode. And if you are into serial killers and you have a favorite, if you love discussing this stuff, you love watching the documentaries, researching it on your own, I hope you guys have found your way here to have a nice conversation with us. So I will say, I am not a huge expert on serial killers. This is more of Justin's thing, but I have done a little bit of research this week, and I'm really relying on you guys to help us out here. So
I'm not an expert. It's just
it's not that you're an expert, but it's something that you enjoy, because when you watch TV, you say you like to watch documentaries.
Documentaries or, you know, Friends, The Office.
Whatever. Yeah, I've never been big into the documentary thing.
No, they're fucking cool.
So where are we going to start? What serial killer do we want to start with?
What did you look into, since you didn't look into any of the well-known serial killers?
Well, the one...
I still haven't formed a favorite, which...
I'm not... I won't. I can't. I can't form a favorite, but there is one that sticks out to me. Is that what you would call a favorite?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you guess?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, if that's what you want to call a favorite, the one that I have... most memory of from this past week is the suitcase killer. Okay. And their name was Steven Zelich. Has anybody here ever heard of the suitcase killer before? I know you haven't. Aside from me telling you about it.
I remember seeing the news come out about him getting caught, I believe. But nothing too in-depth about him.
Nothing about him. So, the suitcase killer stands out to me. I don't know that I would really call him a serial killer, though, because he's only killed two people. But this was also a recent one, okay? So this is in the last decade.
The threshold's what, three? To be a serial killer?
Yeah, he just happened to be on the podcast that I was listening to this week called Serial Killers.
Well, yeah, the podcast I told you to listen to. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a good one for you guys to listen to if that's what you're into.
I think they're running out of people who have killed multiple people.
I mean, they could be. This one's wild because this dude lured these young girls and he ended up... Okay, so this is how he got these girls, all right? He was on BDSM websites. BDSM, right? That's what it is? Okay, BDSM websites. And his handle on those websites was Mr. Handcuffs. So this guy was like 50 years old, and he would be looking for someone, and he put out plain as day what he was looking for. He wanted a woman, a young woman, that he could have live with him and make his slave. Like, this dude wanted complete control over a woman. And it must have been an attractive enough offer to get the attention of two different women.
So I see where that tasteless joke was coming from.
That tasteless joke. Yeah. Dude. But it was like, this guy was like so extreme with it.
Yeah. I don't know if it was him, but there's been stories. Like, I've heard of shit like that.
Well, the girls that he got a hold of, they were basically like lost youth. Like, they didn't know what to do with their lives. They felt like they had no control over their lives. And I guess the attractive part of this guy was that he was basically telling them they didn't have to worry about anything and he would take care of them. And that he wanted them to move in with him, right? And be his slave, do whatever he asked. He wanted to, like, chain them up, put them in a cage and shit. And they were all for this. How? First off, how?
There's some freaks out but, there,
I mean,
man.
Like some freaky freaks, man. Hey. Like, I mean, I've had some thoughts. I've had some thoughts, but not like that. That's like putting people in a cage. Like, putting them on a chain in the basement?
We'll drop my phone number in a link somewhere. Call me!
So, the first one, basically he wanted to make sure she deleted all her social media accounts, like, not tell anybody where she was going, what she was doing, basically just drop off the face of the earth. And she got on a plane and she met him. She thought he was going to pick her up from the airport, take her to his house, and they were going to live happily ever after in their kinky fetish fantasy or whatever. But he picked her up and took her to a hotel room. Where, because he wanted, you know, it was too far of a drive is what he told these girls. And both of them were exactly the same. So I don't have to tell you one than the other. So he took them to the hotel. And they played out their fantasies. And he ended up taking it too far, like the last day of the weekend. And ended up killing them and took them out of the hotel in the suitcase they brought in. Which is why he's called the suitcase killer.
I have heard that.
But Mr. Handcuffs, dude, Mr. Handcuffs was his name on these BDSM sites. It's wild to me.
Don't kink shame.
No, I mean, hey, listen, I'm not kink shaming, but if any of you out there have ever been on one of these websites and you talked to a Mr. Handcuffs, you dodged that bullet.
There's a lot of those websites, too. So you didn't form a favorite.
No, I didn't. I mean, unless you consider that one. Well, I listened to about 4 or 5 throughout the week. I listened to about 4 or 5.
Wow, do your research, bum.
Do my research, bum.
I listened to 4 or 5 on the Zodiac Killer alone.
Yeah, well, To be fair. You drive a lot more than I do.
You're not wrong.
Like, I drive, but I drive close. You drive far, far. So.
Same, same.
But different.
Same, same.
But different. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, fuck.
So, how about you? Clearly, you want to start with the Zodiac Killer.
The Zodiac's my favorite.
Zodiac's your favorite.
Zodiac's my favorite.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. I will forever feel awkward about calling a serial killer a favorite. It just sounds awkward to me, but I mean, I know to most of you guys it doesn't, because that's you.
No, the Zodiac is my favorite.
Yeah.
He is never been caught.
Mm-hmm.
Started, I think the first recorded killing for Zodiac was in 74. That's the first known. But the one podcast I was listening to was saying a minimum of 30 victims for Zodiac, maybe 130.
So the Zodiac Killer is the one that they portrayed on the show Dexter, isn't it? Wasn't that the Zodiac
Killer? They were never real killers on Dexter.
No?
No.
Wasn't one called the Zodiac Killer? Oh, no, never mind, the Trinity Killer. Never mind.
But
totally
Zodiac
wrong.
Named himself. He would fuck with the cops, which I find hilarious. Like, he would fuck with the cops. He would commit a murder or think he committed a murder. No, maybe that was BTK. Either way, he would commit a murder, then go to a payphone and call the cop station saying, I just killed, or there was a double homicide at such and such an address, and then be gone by the time the cops traced that phone and got there, and he would be 2 minutes from the station.
So with him, it was more like a game.
It's a game. He would send letters. I think he killed like 4 or 5 people, and it was generally couples. Like, he would go roll up on a lover's lane and park behind a car. Walk up and, you know, just start shooting into the vehicle. The one time, there was a couple like on a picnic somewhere, and fuck California. I don't know any place in California. And he went up, said he was gonna rob them, tied them up, and then took a knife and started stabbing them. So, and at that point, he was wearing like a hood with the symbol that he had made up for himself, which was like
he made a symbol for himself.
It was like he made
his own brand,
a rifle, and he wanted people to wear pins.
Good Lord! Yep. And that's
he would write letters to newspapers asking, "Can we have people wear pins? I'm going to go on a murdering spree if people don't wear pins with the Zodiac symbol."
That's insane.
Like he wrote a whole hieroglyph, but like coded fucking letter, and the 408, it was 408 characters, was decoded. Let's see if I can look it up and read what it said. All but I think the last 18 characters they couldn't figure out. And then since that got cracked, like a month or a couple months to a year later, he sent in another one, which I think was 350 characters, and they've never been able to crack it. They don't know if it's crackable. They've plugged it into supercomputers, and the computers can't come up with anything that makes any sense. He was kind of fucked up. There's a lot of theories. Like, he was a cop who's getting away with it. The coolest one I actually heard, and I didn't hear it until this week, so I really don't know much about it, but the people who cracked the coded letter were teachers, like a married couple. It wasn't the cops. It wasn't a computer. They couldn't crack it. It was, I can't remember their last name, but it was a couple. So the theory is that guy's the Zodiac killer, but it never, like, there's
all. So they still don't know who the Zodiac was.
Nope, they don't know if he's alive or dead. The last contact he had, I think, was in the 80s. But yeah, he would write the cops, tell them how he killed them. He was keeping a scorecard. He would write to the newspapers, explain another murder, and put PD 0 Zodiac 47.
Jesus Christ.
Man. I was like, yo. So that's what makes him my favorite, is the fact that it was a game to him.
And favorite that kills me.
Doesn't
kills
like
me.
To lose.
That kills me.
So, I mean, he's a lot like me. Doesn't like to lose.
So, Laura Little Doss asked who the most recent serial killer was. Apparently, I haven't found exactly which one was the most recent to strike. I know that, I think it was last week or the week before, I looked it up, and it says, like, the FBI says there are always, what is it, 4 active serial killers? There's always, like, 4 active serial killers that they're looking for. But Laura, the one that I discussed at the beginning was called the Suitcase Killer. And his name was Steven Zelich. They called him the Suitcase Killer because he stuffed the bodies into suitcases. But he committed his crimes in 2012 and 2013. He was caught in 2014. Sentenced in 2016 to 35 years in prison for the one murder. And then in 2017 was sentenced to 35 to life for the other murder, and then an additional 10 years for hiding the bodies.
Sorry, Zodiac was in the 60s.
Oh, here's the... Oh, man, I forgot to tell you this part. This is the most fucked up part, I think, about the Suitcase Killer, is after he killed them and took them out of the hotel in the suitcases, the one he brought home cleaned everything out of his fridge and shoved her body into his refrigerator. Left her there for over a year. Killed the next one. Couldn't fit her in the refrigerator as well, so what he did with that one was left her in the trunk of his car in the suitcase. Just left her there, right? And he had a job as a security guard at this company, and his supervisor told him that he needed to clean his car because he was coming to work, and it was just, the stench was awful. So he decided it was finally time to dump the bodies. And this is how he got caught. This is how stupid this guy was. He grabbed the body out of the refrigerator and shoved it back into the suitcase that he originally brought her home in, took her, shoved her in the trunk of the car. So now he's got two dead bodies, both in suitcases in the trunk of the car. He drove down the road and fucking dumped them on a highway. So a maintenance worker, was mowing along the side of the highway, found the suitcases, and they ended up running DNA and finding his DNA on them. Like, how stupid can you be?
They just cracked the three in December.
In December?
They just cracked the 340 symbol cipher. We said, "I hope you're having lots of fun trying to catch me. It wasn't me on the TV show," which brings up TV show to explain to you.
Yeah, explain to me and everyone else if they don't know.
The TV show is, at one point he called, I think he called the cops or had written it to them and said if they could get one of two defense attorneys on like one of the daily talk shows that was on out there, that he would call in.
Mm.
So the show had been on for like 2 or 3 hours, and he finally like calls in and would call, like hang up and call back with every like 10 minutes so they couldn't track him. And he talked to them for like 3 hours and then set up a, and this is where the people who decoded the first one come in, set up to meet them at a specific address or some coffee shop or something with the lawyer, and never showed up. Well, the address of the fucking coffee shop was the same numbers in the address as the address of the people who fucking decoded the fucking letter. All sorts of crazy shit. So anyway, back to this. That wasn't me on the TV show, which brings up a point about me. I'm not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send me to paradise all the sooner. Because I now have enough slaves to work for me where everyone else has nothing when they reach paradise. So they are afraid of death. I'm not afraid because I know that my new life will be an easy one in paradise death. So he was of the belief everybody he killed would be his slave in the afterlife.
That's kind of wild.
See if I can find the first one. Oh, there it is. And the original one that was cracked is, I like, they cracked it based on finding the word kill and the phrase "I like to kill." They tried to like map out what those letters would be and went from there. So the first one is supposedly said, "I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest. Because man is the most dangerous animal of all to kill. Something gives me the most thrilling experience. It is even better than getting your rocks off with a girl. The best part of it is when I die, I will be reborn in paradise, and the I have killed will become my slaves."
That's what he wrote? That's like directly quoted?
That's the way it was, the cipher. Well, he also probably did it to throw people off, but it's the cipher.
Makes sense.
So, paradise and the I have killed will become my slaves. I will not give you my name because you will try to slow down or stop my collecting of slaves for my afterlife. And then a whole bunch of random letters were what ended it. EBEORIETEMETHHPITI.
Okay. So do they say what the most recent killing may have been from this dude? When were most of them?
60s.
I was going to say 70s.
60s, 70s.
You think he's dead by now?
Man unsolved.
Enjoying his life in the afterlife with all his slaves, apparently.
And that was his symbol.
That's crazy, man. So Sleepy Fox said that the most recent serial killer he can find is Samuel Little with 93 murders, and he was sentenced in 2014.
Samuel Little.
I've never heard the name. So another one I want to get to is Laura Little Doss said Charles Manson. And I wanted to get to that because...
Not a serial killer.
Because of what you told me before we started this.
He never killed anybody. You can't be a serial killer if you haven't killed anybody.
I've never... I mean, so many people were interested in him.
He was a fucked up individual.
Yep. Now, the only thing I remember about Charles Manson that stands out to me is when he was in prison, he would get all kinds of fan mail. Like, literally. Semi-mail fan mail from women.
60 confirmed, 90 confessed.
90 confessed.
A lot of them will confess to shit that they didn't...
For clout.
To do... Yeah.
Basically.
Because at that point, what the fuck doesn't matter. There's somebody... Between the late 90s and, like, maybe the late 2000s, confessed to over 3,000 murders.
Like 3,000?
Yeah,
like, that would be your entire life. How would you have
time? It was him and a buddy, and they would, like, travel across the country. Then his buddy's cousin or something is who he ended up marrying and fucking, and ended up killing her. It was it's an episode in that fucking podcast.
In the Serial Killer podcast.
It's hard to follow.
Okay, so
the guy has literally claimed to be like four different serial killers that they haven't caught.
Hmm. So,
Go ahead.
I want you to talk more about Charles Manson.
I don't know much about him.
You just know that what's the group? What's this group you were telling me about?
The Manson family.
It's just the family. It's just his family?
No, it's...
Okay, so tell me, I don't know.
Like, he started a commune.
He started a commune.
Yeah, it was like a commune for fucking hippies. They were tripping on LSD. There's a book I want to read about Charles Manson. Like, I'm intrigued by him, but he's not a serial killer. It's called Chaos.
Peggy says it's a cult. He basically started a cult.
Yeah,
he started a commune. I mean, it has to be.
It was called a commune, especially back then. It was called a commune. They were fucking hippies tripping on LSD. There's this book that I want to read claims that, you know, the government actually would just keep releasing Manson. Because he was trouble. Like, he was in and out of jail, drugs, violence, shit like that. But they kept releasing him. Like, he would break parole. He'd be in for, like, up to a year, maybe, and they go free.
Like,
but the theory is that they used him as like a test to see how LSD and acid and shit they would inject, like, unknowingly to him. They would test it on him and see what the effects of it were.
Well, it seems like there would have been long-term effects. I've only seen a handful of clips of this dude, interviews.
It gets into your spinal fluid.
Well, I've seen a few clips from interviews from when he was in prison, and just the shit he says is absolutely insane. Dude, like, he just sounds insane.
The fucking pentagram in his forehead.
Peggy says they worshipped him as a god, and when he spoke, they listened.
Yeah.
And it just, it's wild to me that, like, women would just write to him in prison.
Waco. It's a lot like that guy.
Okay.
It was a fucking cult.
He was a master manipulator, Potato Bean says.
And
an old movie
ranch. And the Manson family, I think it was two guys and two girls, on consecutive nights in the Hollywood Hills, murdered a budding actress, and I have to look it up.
It's insane that you have so much room in your head for this stuff. I can never remember all of that.
So, the Manson family. Yeah, dude, that guy... Oh, no, it wasn't... I'm sorry, it wasn't a pentagram. It was a fucking swastika.
A swastika? Jesus. All right. Sharon Tate. What's Sharon Tate, guys?
Sharon Tate was the actress.
That's the actress that they killed. Okay, so basically, like, he just told people to kill, and they killed.
I don't know if he actually, he never actually admitted to putting the hit out. I'm not. How many people, let's just Google that.
And that's a shame. That's kind of a shame too, isn't it? Like, we remember all these names of the serial killers. Nobody remembers the name of the people killed. Unless you literally look it up and see who these killers
put down. The Manson family killed 9.
9? Really? Thought it would have been a little more than that.
But Charles Manson...
From how famous he is. And he still technically didn't kill anybody. That's insane. There's another one I want to get to because one of our viewers gave me this name, El Deuterino. He gave me the name Robert Willie Picton. And I read a little bit from what he wrote. But, dude, if you could hop back into chat and give us a little bit about this guy.
So, yeah, no.
That Manson would be fantastic.
Manson never killed anybody. He did try to kill somebody, a drug dealer, but aside from the point. Now, what was the name?
Willie Picton. Robert Willie Picton. He was a Canadian serial killer. Convicted in 2007. Second degree murders of 6 women. Arrested in 2002. He was the subject of a lengthy investigation that yielded evidence of numerous other murders. Picton was charged with the deaths of an additional 20 women, many of them from Vancouver's downtown east side.
I've listened to one on him.
Well, sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole. During the trial's first day of jury evidence, the Crown stated that Picton had confessed to 49 murders to an undercover agent from the Office of Inspector General, who was posing as a cellmate. But, I mean, again, that kind of confession could always be just for clout. Oh, man.
So there's a Colombian, I think he's a Colombian serial killer. It was in that podcast. He's killed over, I think, 300 or 400 people, and he's free. Like, he's been in jail, but they don't have life sentences.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in jail and since done his time and released and free and, like, just living his own fucking life.
That's insane.
But I think he killed little boys.
Oh, damn. Sharon Tate was also pregnant at the time she was murdered?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't think that's she awful. Knew, though.
See, Deuterino knows this stuff, too. This guy, he sent me a bunch of messages about Willie Picton. I just wish I could remember the stuff in my head. Unfortunately, my brain does not work that way anymore. My memory is just completely shot, and I can't access the messages on there. But it seemed like the guy was really vicious with the way he killed people.
Yeah.
So, are there any others that you want to discuss? Gus, in general, like, anybody in particular you want to get to?
Do you see my tabs?
Oh, yeah. How many tabs do you have?
A bunch.
All right, yeah. I'm going to leave most of this to you because I really don't want to talk you, about, well, you're more interested in people. You're more interested in the individuals. The thing that I'm interested in when it comes to this kind of conversation is the, the psychology of it. Yeah, the psychology of it all.
So if you're interested all in the psychology of it. See, now, from most of the stuff I've read, listened to, and heard, most of the killing by serial killers is sex-oriented. You're either looking at prostitutes being killed,
mm-hmm.
or sexual victims also turning into now murder victims. That's got a lot to do with it. And some of it, and power and control. But, so, the one I can't figure out. This guy was caught in 2005. He went 25 years without being caught. He had a fucking ego, and the Wichita paper started saying something about him, and he started writing letters again, saying, that's not what happened, and starting to explain what happened.
Oh, my God.
And then...
That's generally their downfall,
for whatever reason, send something to them and asked if he sent them a floppy disk, if they could track it. They told him no. So he uses a, not even a brand new one, a used floppy disk. Oh, by the way, the guy was the president of the church board.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Uses a church computer and sends them all the files explaining everything because it was easier to type it out than write it out. Mm-hmm. And they traced it back to that church and his name was on it and they fucking got him. This man...
was dumb?
Not dumb. He was ruthless. Like, he had... there was just... he could flip a fucking switch. He could go from being a murderous fucking prick to... yo, back to his wife and two kids like nothing ever happened.
That's what I've noticed in the last couple episodes I listened to. On
lunch break from work, committed a fucking murder, turned around and went back to work like nothing fucking happened. That's the kind of psycho that scares the fuck out of me.
So, the last episode that I listened to...
I wonder if anybody in chat knows who I'm talking about, because I have not said his name. I have not used his moniker. I want to know if anybody knows who I'm talking about.
The thing... oh, I lost my train of thought.
He almost became my favorite this past week, because I listened to a lot more almost podcasts about it. Yeah, but he's just... he's just too... to be able to... like that, something's wrong.
So here's my thing with these guys, and it seems to be something that a lot of them share in common. A lot of these guys seem to have been involved in like therapy sessions, like for other crimes. They had to go to therapy for other reasons, for other crimes they'd commit, whether it's assault.
They're all manipulators.
Or domestic abuse or whatever. And because they are legitimately psychopaths. They say that these people, when they're a psychopath, and especially of this type, like they, like you said, are master manipulators, and they can flip that switch in their therapy sessions.
You also look at when all of this happened. Back a lot of this happened back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. We didn't have the knowledge of how to help people like that. Like, Jeffrey Dahmer, if he would have gotten the help that we could provide for him now, would have never killed like he killed.
I disagree.
Somebody like this, no. Like, but Jeffrey Dahmer was just, he was a lonely guy.
And he ate people, didn't he?
Well,
he did, but he didn't really mean to.
Not because he wanted to. He did it to save room in his freezer because he was running out of places to put body parts.
Because he's like, hey, I got all this free meat. Let's cook it up. I wonder how it tastes sautéed.
There's absolutely not something right in his head, but it was something that could have been fixed. He was a lonely guy. Sleepy! Yes.
Was it?
But yeah, it's BTK. No strangler on it, though. It's just BTK. And the BTK stands for bind, torture, kill. So, this guy... We'll go back to him before I get back to my Dahmer thing. So, BTK... is fucked up. Fucked up from his childhood. Fucked up.
I mean, a lot of them seem to be.
So, the stories about BTK are when his mom beat him as a child, he would feel all fuzzy in his little fucking nether regions. He would get hard-ons watching chickens hang. He was sexually turned on by violence.
I mean, to a degree, I think a good portion of our society is. Closet freaks.
not like this.
I said, that's why I said to a degree.
So to a degree. This guy, you know, had those dark urges all of his life, really. Like, he would fuck with cats. He would, like, hang cats. And it was the violence and the strangling that was, like, arousing to him. He had a family. He didn't commit his first murder until he was 32. He had a family. He had a daughter, a son.
This guy's fucked up. He just had a normal life.
Yeah.
Like, he played house, basically.
He's fucked up. Like,
what's the matter? You can't even get the words out?
He's fucked up.
Yeah, we heard you say that.
His first killing, he had planned, he would stalk people.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew this family's routine. They had two older kids that would go to school at 7 in the morning. The father would leave for work. They had two cars. So then it would just be the mother, an 11-year-old girl, and a 9-year-old boy. So he stalked them for months. Knew their routine. 8:20 comes. He knows it's just going to be the mom, the daughter, and the son. Jumps the fence. Goes to break into the house. Didn't realize they had a dog. Didn't realize that the dad had gotten to an accident the day before. So he was in the mom's car. So he was home.
Hmm.
So now you got four people home. Here's the dog start barking inside. Little boy opens the door. And somehow weasels his way in. Not sure how. So, you know, the mother starts, like, freaking out. And he just convinces everybody he is only there to rob them. He is a escaped convict. Just there to get shit so he can get by and move on. It would be easier if I could just tie you guys up and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they just gave in.
Including the father?
Yeah, he was sore. He had, like, broken ribs from the car accident.
Fuck that.
This family was the Otero family. The kids trained in judo.
Mm-hmm.
So, he locks the kids in a bedroom. He's going to kill the parents first. Strangles the mom. No, strangles the dad. Then strangles the mom. Goes into the kids' room. Strangles both of them. Well, he didn't strangle any of them the right way. Because he literally just made him pass out.
Really?
So he hears ruckus back in the parents' room. Goes in. Fucking completely offs them. With ropes. I don't know how he did it. So then goes back in to where the kids were. Strangles the little boy, puts a bag over his head with a rope or whatever he used to strangle him, then a pillowcase so he can't pop a hole in the bag, and another fucking yanker on the neck.
Another yanker.
And fucking literally sits there till the kid dies. Then takes the girl, which was his actual target, was an 11-year-old girl, for whatever reason.
Fucking
but he's not listed as a pedophile because he never touched kids.
Hmm.
He killed them, never sexually assaulted them. Technically. So takes the girl down to the basement, hangs her from water line. Maybe not. Maybe like a gas line. A big, like, three-inch pipe. Hangs her from that, and as he's watching her struggle and die, busts.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Like, not because he's sexually turned on by this 11-year-old girl. He's turned on by the fact that she's struggling and by the...
I have a problem
with
your story.
He's fucked up.
I have a problem with your story. And mostly just the way you told the story. You mentioned he didn't realize that they were into judo.
Yeah.
What the fuck does judo have to do with anything if they don't escape?
I don't know. It was brought up in the podcast.
So
I
was sitting here.
Mention it.
You mentioned it. And I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay, so yeah. All right. So one of these kids is fucking going to like judo toss this asshole. And that's how he gets caught. That's how he gets caught. He gets whooped up on by a little child. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm sitting here waiting with bated breath. expecting this judo training to come into play somehow. The fuck, man? Totally disappointed.
So, I forgot to mention to you, this guy was a Boy Scout master.
Mm-hmm.
He also left a camping trip in the middle of the night on a Boy Scout adventure trip to go murder somebody.
Oh.
On
a Boy Scout camping
trip. Yes. The one of the most fucked up ones is I think he killed his neighbor or somebody that lived close to him. Somebody that went to the same church as him. So I forget how that murder went down. I know he had a grave dug for her.
Jesus.
Didn't put her in it. Killed her. Then took pictures of himself in ladies' clothes. Bound up in the grave.
Pictures of himself bound up in
yep,
the grave.
Yep. In ladies' clothes. Then proceeded to take this lady's dead body to their church. And take sexy pictures of her.
This is the same guy.
Yeah.
So Sleepy says that BTK also joined the Air Force before he started killing.
Yeah, a lot of them did join the military. It suppressed their urges because it was such a structured life,
and is it possible that they assumed maybe they'd get deployed and be able to satisfy their needs in that way?
It was. It wasn't about satisfying their needs. It was about pushing them down. And in a structured life, chances are BTK murdered overseas. He was in Vietnam. He was over in Southeast Asia. There's a good chance he was murdering over there.
Right. That's interesting.
But his total. What is his total? What's your body count, BTK? All right.
Well,
10.
I want to go back to where you said, you know, the difference in eras. Like, this stuff, a lot of these people, they did their killings in the 60s and the 70s, and how if it happened today, we would have been able to help.
Can help.
Okay.
You can help. This guy couldn't help.
Now listen, here's why I disagree with you. It is mainly because of the one episode I listened to. And they said, and this was the most recent one I listened to, it was a guy they called the Butcher Baker. And I don't know why. I mean, he had a few jobs in bakeries, but like from what I was listening to, nothing happened at the bakery. So I don't get it. But he had to go to therapy for some other issues that he had, okay? And they said that when you have a psychopath like this, first off, they are very good at manipulation, even with the doctors. So they can basically flip a switch and act like they want to get better. So they'll tell bits and pieces to the therapist, but they won't tell them everything. They agreed to go to therapy to make it look like they're attempting to get better or that they are getting better. But in reality, they don't care. They don't want to get better. They don't see themselves as having a problem. So that's why I disagree with you, because if that's the case, not only for him, but a bunch of these other killers.
There's some that are like that, yes.
Like, they don't want to get better. So no matter what you do, what are you going to do? Give them a pill?
Ted Bundy.
Or are you talking of like therapy
BTK,
skills?
You're not going
to
fix that.
I think it's a lot. Because I think in order to do what these people to kill as much as they kill, I don't think they want to get better.
You watch interviews after Dahmer got caught and had been in jail for a while. He's finally medicated and mentally taken care of like he should be.
Okay, and what happens if the medication stops or fails?
And you can see the remorse and the actual empathy in him.
Are you sure he's not still manipulating?
He's locked up, or now he's dead. But he was on death row. He had nothing to fucking hide anymore. Like,
no, well,
what's
yeah,
he
but
trying
who
to
he
manipulate that at a point? Manipulate at that point.
Well, it's a mental issue. Why do you feel like he wouldn't? I feel like they just don't give a shit. I feel like that's just who they are.
That's not all of them. Not all.
I feel like it's just too. If you're going to kill ruthlessly like that and kill that many people, I, honest to God, and from listening to what I listen to about the therapy shit, I don't think they want to.
You need to listen to and research the Dahmer case.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about all that.
Not saying he's a good person and he should have been given, but I'm just well, saying,
no,
like...
But, no, no, I understand, but that's why I'm saying, like, I don't see the difference between that era, that generation, and today. Like, how would it be... How do you feel we could do something?
People are medicated from the time they're a fucking infant anymore if something looks wrong.
And you think that with medication they can suppress these urges? But like I said,
in certain cases, not all of them. People like BTK, people like Ted Bundy.
You don't think, yeah, but okay,
people like Zodiac. You can't fix that crazy.
You could medicate them, but are you going to let them live in the general public? Or are you going to put them... Like,
no, you don't know that they're going to be fucking serial killers, so they fucking kill somebody. So yes, you are going to let them live in the general public.
Well,
because
yes.
If not, half of our fucking world would be in an insane asylum because they're on fucking meds for some sort of mental issue or another.
Okay, but that's my point. How are you going to know they need the medication until they do start killing? This is what I'm saying. So they kill, you give them medication, and now what? You keep them locked away, right? You're not going to put them back out on the streets. Because I mean, if they decide, they don't want to take their
fucking
pills,
locked up.
If they decide they don't want to take their pills, this shit's just gonna continue. It's fucked up. It's crazy to me.
Really get me going. Don't wanna...
Good. His Wim Buckeye says, "I hate. I'm in this combo late. I used to study serial killers and forensics in college. That's actually really cool. Feel free to give any input. Let us know." What you think about either the psychology of serial killers. Let us know what your favorite serial killer is, because apparently that's a thing. I don't have a favorite, because I think it's awkward.
Wait, why is there apparently Buckeye a lot of people do.
I'm assuming she went to Ohio State or something, but...
We are!
Yeah, Penn State.
Penn State.
Yeah, but you didn't go there.
No. But I like Penn State.
Because we live in Pennsylvania. How about that? All right, so what other ones do we got? So Potato Bean mentioned one before that's from Australia. Ivan Milat.
I haven't paid attention to the ones.
Yeah, let's see this guy. Here. Ivan Robert Marco Milat, born in 1944, died in 2019, was an Australian serial killer who was convicted of the Backpacker Murders in 1996. Assaulted, imprisoned, robbed, and subsequently murdered 2 men and 5 women in New South Wales between 89 and 93. That's fairly recent. His thing was to approach unsuspecting hitchhikers along the Hume Highway under the guise of providing them transport to areas of southern New South Wales. Then sometime during the journey, he would take his victims into the Bilangalo State Forest, where he would incapacitate and then murder them. So that's 7 people, from what it says. And I like these Wikipedia pages. They, like, go really in-depth about these people. And then, well, look, it's got a section where it says discovery of the victims. On 19th or of September 1992, it feels awkward to say it like that. 2 runners discovered a concealed corpse while orienteering in Bilangalo. I can't pronounce this shit! The following morning, police discovered a second body 30 meters from the first. Police quickly confirmed, via dental records, that the bodies were those of Clark and Walters. A search of the area failed to uncover any of the other missing backpackers. That's interesting. Arrest and trial. It's been a while. All right. Dude, there's just so many of them.
Messaging you?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Where are we at? All right. No favorite, but typically it's from birth. There is no changing a psychopath. No medication would help. See, okay, and that's kind of the feeling I get, too.
In some cases, I disagree.
Okay, but Buck, I studied that in college.
I get it, and I still disagree.
I just can't disagree. Well, I disagree with your disagreement.
I don't fucking care.
You should be offended.
Come at me, bro. You don't know how many bodies I got.
Excuse me? 911, hello.
What's the emergency?
All right. You got a whole list of tabs there.
Yeah, dude. We're never going to end today if we do this.
Well, we have time for at least one, maybe two more. We've got time for one or two more.
I think you need to do more research
this week. I need to do more research. Also, I have stuff in my head, so I have an opinion about different ones.
And big ones. We can do that.
I mean, if you want to do that, okay. And
can do a continuance of this next week.
I was going to say, if you want to do more of the serial killer thing next week, that's fine.
Yes.
I can do that.
I will give you a list of who to listen about. And we can have conversations about them.
Okay.
So I'm not telling you everything about them. Or everything I've heard about them.
So everyone that I've listened to so far in the last week or two seems to have been an older male. And their victims tend to be younger women. I personally feel like that's a power thing. You say it's more of a sexual thing.
No. I did not disagree with the fact that it's a power thing.
Okay.
A lot of the murder is driven by sexual desires.
You think that most of the killers basically get off on doing it?
No, not get off on doing it. Do it. Like, BTK got off on killing people. Jeffrey Dahmer killed for sex.
Jeffrey Dahmer killed for sex.
He would bring a guy back from the gay bar,
uh-huh,
sleep with him, murder him because he didn't want him to leave, and then continue to sleep with the body.
Oh, really? See, yes. I didn't know that part.
Ted Bundy would abduct girls that looked like the first girl he ever fell in love with. Generally, there were some blondes in there. Murder and rape them, and then continually go back to the sites that he dropped them and fornicate with the corpses. Jesus, until he no longer could. John Wayne Gacy would lure in boys that worked for him,
mm-hmm,
for sex and kill them for sex.
So how many of these serial killers that you researched or that you listened to? Killer
would
fuck dead bodies.
Solicit prostitutes. Fuck them and kill them. Most serial killers were driven by sexual desires.
So they wanted to fuck them and then just didn't want them to leave? Bodies.
Yeah.
They don't want them to leave. So
that's where I say the Jeffrey Dahmer, if medicated, would have been able to understand that. The fact that he ate them, that's something fucking different. And made bowls out of their skulls. But we'll get into that next week. One I want you to listen about.
Okay, so what do you... Okay, let me try to figure out how I want to phrase this so I don't sound stupid.
Too late?
Do you think that... Okay, they wanted to sleep with them and then the killing was just... spur of the moment? Or do you think that they took these people home or wherever they took them and knew in their minds they were going to sleep with them and then kill them?
Bundy knew he was going to kill them. I think from everything I've heard and looked into, Dahmer was shocked every time he killed somebody.
He was shocked every time?
It got to the point, because he would be drunk. And after he slept with them and he knew they were going to leave is when he would kill them.
It's like a panic reaction to that one?
Because he doesn't want to be alone. He was a lonely guy, a lonely gay guy in the 70s and 80s where it's not widely accepted. Green River just went out and killed prostitutes because he had a vendetta against fucking women.
From most of what I read and listened to, they spoke about how it just became easier and easier to kill the more they did it. So I would assume most of them drugged them out.
So they wouldn't move, and then that didn't work, and he ended up killing them.
Oh, Dahmer?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll have to listen to more about Dahmer so we can have more conversations about that one next week.
I'm telling you, you're going to have a list of at least six.
At least six? Now,
because BTK and Zodiac are on.
I can read more about Willie Picton, too, because Deuterino seemed to be really into that one. I think he said that's one of his favorites.
That's the Canadian one?
Yeah, he said he was like so incredibly violent with what he did.
Well, so was Jack the Ripper, but I don't know much about... I've listened to him.
Jack the Ripper was never caught, right?
No, that's... The Zodiac is that's like the American Ripper.
That's basically something I wouldn't mind like but reading about, or all the ones that weren't caught.
Jack the Ripper was like when he killed people, he fucking brutalized them.
Yeah.
I need to look into a lot of these serial killers more. Like, I've been listening to not just the podcast I sent you, but also other podcasts that are talking about them, just to get different perspectives and hear different stories. Like, I didn't know until this week, and I read a lot of shit about Bundy. Listened to a lot of shit about Bundy. Watched the confessions tapes. I didn't know he went back and fucked the dead bodies. I didn't know that. To me, that's weird. That's not fixable.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, yeah, I guess I have a lot of research to do for next week now, too.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So, guys, just to finish this off, I do want to say, if y'all want to join my community, please check out the link tree in my bio. All right. There's a little tab there that says join my community. Click on that. It's from my Discord server. If you are unsure about what Discord is, it's basically like a message board. Mine is mostly gamers, but there are a bunch of other people in there that do not game. It's just a community of support and whatnot. If you want to keep up with me, what I'm doing, you want to chat with me, you want to meet new people, join that. For those of you who have things you want to share with me, that's also the best way to get a hold of me. So if you join the server, you can send me any kind of links you want to send me to anything. You can keep up with the podcast there. You can send suggestions for the podcast. I've got a little channel there that you can give us your suggestions, send us your links, and tell us what you want us to research right there. I appreciate y'all hanging out with us today. Let's see. What else do we have? You can also follow myself and Clutch on Twitch. I am at twitch.tv/CoreyNDT. Justin here is on Twitch at twitch.tv/ClutchKiller16. That's Clutch with a K.
There's no other way to spell it.
I love it. You know I leave that open for you. For those of you listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, whatever it may be, you can find us both on TikTok. I am at CoreyNDT. Justin is at JustinNDTPod16 on TikTok. We are live here on TikTok with the podcast episode. We generally do this every weekend. We won't be doing it for certain episodes. We will be getting into some guests in the next couple of weeks here. So those ones will not be live, but you can still check them out on all of those podcast services. Next week, we will try to do, what you think, 3:30 again? Same time,
yeah,
just so people know where to find us. We'll be live at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. 3:30 p.m. Eastern next Saturday. We are going to continue the serial killer theme. I am going to do my due diligence and research a little bit more, guys, on the bigger ones and not the discreet, non-known ones. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
Yeah.
And, guys, I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Yeah, and like I said,
on the way out, can I get a oh yeah?
You want me to do that?
Do it.
Give you a oh yeah. Is that good? Is that okay?
I don't think those cheeks is looking mighty thick.
You know it, baby. So guys, enjoy the rest of your weekends. Don't forget to check the link tree in my bio for all of my socials and wonderful websites. Again, please, if you feel like discussing things more, you want to be a part of my community, definitely click that Discord link right in there, and we will see you guys next week. All right?